If you closed your eyes, you wouldn't know it was a sleepy Sunday morning here in Salem, at the back of Coffee Coffee, an organic coffee house. Luke Moss squints, smiles, and nods as he taps out a beat on his snare. He signals directions to his bandmates, a guitarist, a bassist, and a sax player. Above him is a big yellow sign reading, "Live Music." It's a sort of command this morning as the band jumps from original funk tunes to jazz standards.
Hey guys, stop!
He works the crowd, even though there's only 4 or 5 people here.
That might be too funky for a coffee shop. I don't know.
When Moss moved to New Hampshire from upstate New York 10 years ago to be closer to his daughter, he says it was tough finding a jazz and funk music scene.
It's not like New York, it's not like Detroit, it's not like Manhattan, it's not like Philly.
There weren't too many players, and venues were mostly looking for top 40 cover bands, people who played country or rock and roll. Moss needed jazz funk players, so he trained his own. Here's Nathaniel Grant, the guitar player.
I basically picked up a guitar and, you know, very shortly after met Luke, and he really taught me how to play guitar.
Curtis Arnett, the sax player, was drawn in by Moss playing at a gig.
And it's the kind of thing I was just like walking by, recognized pretty quick that they were all good players.
So he stopped to ask if he could play.
The reason why he stopped, he didn't mention this, the reason why he stopped, because the funk, it was so funky that he couldn't help it. He couldn't help it.
Even with Moss's conviction of the power of funk, traditional venues aren't always interested in booking a band. But Moss has found alternatives. They've played at flea markets, on the street, at restaurants, even a Wegmans supermarket.
Have you ever been there? Oh, you gotta see that place.
He snagged today's unconventional venue.
Really artsy looking place, you know. It's got pictures on the wall, people painted a Mona Lisa and Picasso.
By simply walking in and asking the owner if they could play, the guitar player, Grant, calls Moss the master of in-person networking. And the band is also a reflection of that, with a rotating cast of musicians. Sometimes there's a keyboard player, other times a horn section. The constant, though, is Moss.
We are the Boo Boo Groove, straight out of Manch, Vegas, New Hampshire.
He's found his musical place in Manchester, and he's woven the city into the lyrics of his original songs.
On our CD, we call this one "Met You Down on Brown Ave, Manchester, New Hampshire."
Two kids dance to the music, and a couple to-go cup holders change their minds and sit down. It's almost noon, and the band's nearing the end of their set. But Moss and his Boo Boo Groove are still playing strong, bringing the funk wherever they go. For NHPR News, I'm Lila Goldstein.